September 4th, 1900. Impurities and good works done badly are disgusting and insipid food for Jesus. After I received communion, my adorable Jesus transported me outside of myself, making himself seen highly afflicted and embittered. I prayed him to pour his bitternesses into me, but Jesus would not pay attention to me. However, as I insisted, after a long time, he pleased to pour. After he had poured a little bit of bitterness, I asked, "Lord, don't you feel better now?" And he, "Yes. But it was not what I poured that gave me so much pain, but a disgusting and insipid food that does not let me rest." And I, "Pour a little into me, so you will be relieved a little." And he, "If I cannot digest it and bear it, how could you?" And I know that my weakness is great, but you will give me grace and strength, and so I will be able to contain it within myself. I comprehended, however, that the disgusting food were the impurities, and the insipid food were the good works done badly, all scrambled, which are rather a bother and a burden to our Lord. He almost disdains receiving them, and unable to bear them, he wants to pour them out of his mouth. Who knows how many of my own are there too? So, almost forced by me, he also poured a little bit of that food. How right Jesus was! The bitter was more tolerable than that disgusting and insipid food. If it was not for love of him, for no reason I would have accepted it. After this, blessed Jesus placed his arm behind my neck, and leaning his head upon my shoulder, he placed himself in act of wanting to take rest. While he was resting, I felt I was in a place in which there were many movable tiles, and underneath them the abyss. Fearing I might fall, I woke him up, invoking his help, and he said to me, "Do not fear. This is the path that all go through. He takes nothing but all the attention. And since the majority walks carelessly, this is why many fall into the abyss, and few are those who reach the harbor of salvation." After this, he disappeared, and I found myself inside myself.